Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Finances with Francine and Friends. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and I welcome you to the broadcast. Our mission today is to share information, updates, guest highlights, and keep you educated on all things financial. That's why we are so excited to each week bring on a guest to discuss economic developments and the effects on our quality of life. Today, I will be going solo, and I will be sharing with you our journeys on this road to financial freedom and a few tips and maybe a secret or two that you can take away from listening to the broadcast today. I also want to let you know that we still have our Thursday evening show, Issues Concerning Women, with my co-host, Veronica McFillan, so please join us. And in the coming weeks, we have a couple of surprises that we're going to share later on, but we just want to say thank you for joining today, and I'm glad that you're here with me. And I want to talk a little bit about how we can survive in this ever-changing economy that we're in. We're looking at different scenarios because everybody's situation is different. Some are similar, but most of them are different. And it depends on the people and how they respond to being in their situation, how they will survive getting through it. In case some of you don't know, I teach a class called Bank On for the city of Virginia Beach, and that class just started again this year in September, and a few weeks ago we had our first class. And normally our class is about 10 months long, but the city of Virginia Beach has decided to condense the class and make it just more feasible for people to attend and have a two-hour class versus a one-hour class. And one of the things that we talk about in my class is being in a crisis. And I don't know if you have ever been in a crisis. I know that I have. Not knowing how you're going to pay your bills is always so scary. And I ask my students, if you had an emergency right now today, how would you take care of that? If you had to leave Virginia and go out of state to another state, let's use New York, for example, because if you've been following my show, you know I always have the New Yorkers on with me. If you had to go to 365 miles or 380 miles to New York, would you be able to go? Do you have enough savings put away for that rainy day fund and for an emergency? And most of us will say, no, we don't. And I don't know how I would do that. And one of the things that we must think about as we're looking at where we're going as we go into this fourth quarter of 2020 is making some good decisions and getting in front of our financial situations. I talk all the time about making those phone calls, calling your creditors, letting them know that you're having an issue. And I also tell my students to talk to your family members about what's going on with you. If there is something that's overwhelming you or there's bills that you cannot pay, talk to them about that and see if you can come up with a strategy or a plan. Know how you're going to take care of what you need to take care of, because that's the most important thing. You have to make a plan. And I say this because I know it works. And I'm not just telling you something because I'm a coach and because I think I know everything. I'm telling you this because I know that it works. If you make a plan and you prioritize how you're going to get through any situation, it helps you to, one, see where you're actually going. Because it's like your map. It's like going, if you're going to New York, for example, again, and you've never been there before, you know that you're going to start out at a certain point and you're going to go through the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, but that's all you know. Could you get to New York? Yes, you could. But how many missed turns are you going to have? How many times are you going to have to stop and ask somebody for directions? And in 2020, that's not something that I would want to do. How many times are you going to rely on your GPS because you're believing that it's going to take you there? Why don't you have a plan? Have your own GPS for your finances. Know exactly where you're going. Map it all out. Get the information before you leave. And what I'm saying is today, ladies and gentlemen, is get in front of it. If you map it out and you have a plan and you know exactly where you're going to end up, you know the address, the time you're going to get there, how many stops you're going to have to make for gas, if you know all of that, then by all means, you can get to where you want to go. And I'm just using the map as an analogy, but you have to build a budget so that you can see where your money's going, when it's going to come in, if you're still working, and how you're going to be able to pay your bills. And the most important thing for you to do is to, one, pay yourself first, and two, always pay your rent. If you have some place to live, then most times your family and friends can help you with the other things. But if you are at the point where you don't have a place to live, you don't know where your next paycheck is going to come from, it is really, really tough. And I know this is happening. I know this is a thing that's going on right now. And so that's why I'm here today, because I wanted to give you a few tips that maybe can help somebody today. And if it's not for you, that's okay. But maybe you know somebody who's having a hard time. Maybe you know somebody that can't make good decisions, and they are always, always late on paying their bills. Maybe you know somebody who is feeling stressed out right about now, or feeling overwhelmed, or possibly even in a crisis. And if you do, then I ask that you be kind to that person, be understanding. Don't be judgmental. That doesn't help somebody when they're already feeling overwhelmed. You have to show some compassion and some empathy for people. And I know sometimes it's hard because it seems like they keep going through the same thing over and over again. But that's not for you to take up. That's a situation, and everybody that knows me knows that I am a Christian and that I believe in God and that I take it up with the Lord, because some situations I have no control over. But if I am coaching somebody and teaching them how to get out of certain situations, and if they're honest with me, we can make some plans. We can put a budget in place. And even if we start with a zero budget, I know some of you probably have heard that and it sounds crazy, but a zero budget means that every dollar is accounted for. Every dollar has a place that it's going to go. And one of the suggestions that I make to my students is to use the envelope system. This doesn't work for everybody. Some people use jars. Some people use envelopes. Use whatever's going to help you. Some people have freeze a credit card in the freezer so they don't use it. And I'm chuckling because I've known people that actually do that. Whatever works for you. Because the worst thing that could happen is that you don't do anything. And then you truly will be in a crisis. So I want you to just stop for a minute and think about somebody that you've known in the past, or even if it happened to you. When you were in crisis, could you make a good decision? And the answer is no. When you have everything, it seems like everything is weighing you down, like there's an elephant on your chest. You cannot think correctly because you don't know how you're going to make it through the next day. Not even that, the next hour or the next minute. You are fearful that everything is going to come to a halt. But I am here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that if you look back on your past and every past situation and everything that went wrong in your life, you made it through that. And how do I know that? Because you're still here. You're listening to this broadcast today. And if you have gone through some things and you still haven't gotten it quite right yet, that's okay. We're not here to judge you. We're here to explain things to you. We're here to give you key points that you can take away and some things that you can do and a few tips and maybe a secret or two if I get that far. So one of the things that I want you to think about, and this is so important, is that you keep your home intact. And whatever you have to do that. If you have to call all your creditors and say, hey, I'm not able to pay right now, I've lost my job, or I'm in transition from a job, or you're on furlough, because some people are right now, or you started that business and it's just not thriving the way that you wanted it to, I'm asking you to call your creditors and make arrangements to pay off your bills at a later time. And one of the ways that you can do that is to have the loan deferred and put some of the payments on the back of the loan, if it's a credit card or a loan that you have for a car. And they are doing that. At least they were and when we first got into this pandemic. And call and make those arrangements. But I must say to you, do not make arrangements that you cannot keep, because, again, you're going to get into trouble and deeper trouble than you're already in. You already feel like you're losing everything. And for them to come and take something else away from you, it can be devastating to you. So when you're calling your creditors, what I need you to do is have your pencil and paper with you. And when you contact them, I want you to ask if they can suspend payments for a while and tack them on the back of your loan. You know you have to pay the money, let's say 2 to 3 months, so that it can give you some breathing room, so that you can get that pressure off of your chest. And in our community, and I'm going to just say this because it's true, in the African-American community, we don't communicate well when it comes to our finances. And it's not everybody, but most people don't, because we were taught to keep everything in your household, don't let it go outside of the house, and don't share it with anybody. We're in a new time. We need to talk to people. We need to communicate. The one thing that has happened during the COVID crisis, it gave us the opportunity to shut it all down, to sit back, and to really look at where we were. Some people didn't do that. They just kept going. They were like the guinea pig in the cage, and they just kept rolling until they burnt themselves out trying to make things happen. Because I understand that, because I'm a small business owner. So I know that in order for me to make money, I have to keep it rolling. And I have to say that in the business that I do, I'm able to work. And I'm not bragging. I'm just letting you know that that's something that I have been blessed with. Am I making the kind of money that I want to make? No. But I'm able to still do some of the things that I want to do. Being in crisis can definitely put you in a place of despair. But again, what I want you to do is call your creditors, get as much information from them as you can. Make sure you get who you talk to, get it in writing, ask them for their name and when do they work, so in case you have an issue, you can call them back, and who their supervisor is. Because if they're going to make arrangements with you, it has to be approved 9 times out of 10 by a supervisor, so you definitely want to do that. I know that this is a subject that we probably don't like to talk about, and especially when it comes to our monies, but we have to do that. We have to be open and honest, and we must know where our money is going. If you're going to create a budget, once you've made those arrangements to pay your creditors, you want to start on your budget. And your budget is going to always be where you're going to set goals for the month. And I say do it a month at a time until you get used to doing it, and then you can spread it out over a larger period of time. When you're making your budget, what you want to do is make sure you know exactly how much money you have on this particular day. So the day is October the 2nd, 2020. How much money do you have right now in your possession that's yours, that you don't owe to anybody? You probably owe to bills, but you have right now. And you're going to start with that money that you have today. And you're going to look at what you have, and then you're going to write down what you need to pay in the next week. And so this will be week one, and so you write down everything that's coming in and everything that's going out. And a cash flow budget is a lot easier than doing it month by month. And I know some people may not want to do this because it calls you out on your stuff. If you have a cash flow budget, you know exactly where every dollar is going. You write everything down. You write everything that's coming in and everything that's going out. And so, for example, if you just got paid today, this is how much you have. Let's say you have $1,000. And it's the first of the month, and your rent is due, and it's $500. So you immediately subtract the $500 out of your monies and then you have $500 left. Pay yourself first. Take a portion of that $500 and put it away. If you can put it in your envelope, you can put it in your savings account. But you need to start doing that, paying yourself first. And then a lot of us as Christians, we say first fruits belong to the Lord. You're going to pay your tithe. And that's up to you. That's between you and the Lord that you serve. So make sure that you're doing everything possible to account for every single dollar that you have. And then the cash flow budget at the end of the week, because this is Friday today, and then next Friday you will register everything that you spent, everything that you put in, everything that you put out, and then that will be your new balance for the week. And then at the end of the month, for one whole month, you will actually see what you actually spent. And this is what a zero budget looks like, because every dollar is accounted for. Even if you have dollars left over, you want to put them in your envelope, your jar, or your savings account. You just don't want to have money out there with no name on it. And that's what we call it, putting a name to the money. You want to communicate with those in your household so that they know exactly what you're doing. If you have children, a spouse, partners, talk to them about what you're doing. Because if you're the only one that is on the plan and on the budget, others will not understand what you're doing. And I mean the others in your household. I'm not talking about anybody outside. I'm talking about those in your household that need to fully understand what you're doing. And this will really, really help you as a family to see where all the money is going. And if you have money set aside for the children, for things that they're going to do throughout the week, you have to label it as such. Excuse me. I need to take a little sip of water. So I'm going to take a break for about 2 seconds, and I'll be right back with more Finances with Francine and Fritz. So thank you for tuning in to Finances with Francine and Friends. I'm flying solo today, but I'm talking about some tips that you can use before you get into crisis mode, and if you're already in the crisis mode, some things that you can do to move your finances forward. I know it's hard. I know we're going through a lot, but we can make it through this, and I am so adamant about that. And if you need help, and you want to reach out to me, you can call me at 757-567-6734, or you can go to my website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. I don't have a separate website yet for financial services. Or you can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com. And, again, I want you to tune in on our Thursday night show with myself and Veronica McMillan, and that's the Issues Concerning Women radio show, which we are hosting and sponsoring this show today. So I'm really, really excited. You want to talk to your creditors, but another thing you want to do is negotiate on your own behalf. And this is just a tool that you can use. Be calm when you're talking to them, because if you're screaming and hollering and they're screaming and hollering, nothing's going to get done. So you must, before you make that call, make sure you do your Zen thing, whatever it is that you have to do, calm yourself down, drink your water, and be ready to have that conversation with them. Don't let the creditors pressure you into doing anything that you don't want to do. This is your money. This is your life. Yes, we know you owe the bill, but this is a time where you need help and you're asking for it. When they give you an offer, you make sure that it is something that you can afford. If it's not, then you need to negotiate that offer. You have the right to do that as a consumer. And lastly, you want to know how much it is to pay this account off, because you have to be putting that in your budget every week so that you're getting towards that goal where you're going to put it off. And it may be that it's going to be years from now, but at least you know the absolute amount of what it is that you're going to be setting goals for. And the last thing is, do not write any post-dated checks, because I know a lot of times creditors will ask you to post-date a check and send it in, but please do not do that, because if you do And somebody didn't know the agreement, and somebody got the envelope and opened it up and saw a check, and they went and made the deposit. A lot of times the bank will not catch that. And if you don't have the monies in the bank, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have an overdraft, and you're going to pay a fee to the bank and a fee to your creditor. So you do not want to do that. Be open to negotiations, but also be firm about what it is that you need to do. And lastly, make sure it is something that you can afford to pay. I know that this is not a pleasant conversation, but it's one that we must have. And again, if you have questions about anything that I've said today, please reach out to me, because we want to avoid any other things that can make your situation go from bad to worse. You don't want to be in a crisis mode for a long period of time. Some of us, when we're in a crisis mode, again, we don't make good decisions. And some of us do things that we normally wouldn't do, like getting a payday loan and borrowing from people when they're going to charge you an interest rate that you can't even afford to pay back. So please know what you're doing. Please take a deep breath before you make any decisions. And before you turn your finances over to a debt collector, try to sit down and work it out. Because if you do that, then again, you're not in control of your money. Somebody else is in control of it. I want you to get to the point where you're in control of your own finances and you're doing what you need to do to make sure that you have everything that you need for you and your family. One of the things that happens is when we're in crisis, and I already talked about the bad decisions, but we are looking for a way out. We're just looking for a way that we can breathe again. We're looking for a way that it's not so much pressure on us. And the best thing that you can do is talk to somebody about it. And I know it's hard, because it's hard for me to even have these conversations with people, but it's possible to move the needle forward if you're just willing to open up and have that conversation with someone who knows about finances and somebody that can help you. Do not talk to somebody who can't help you, who's going to make you get in a worse situation than you're already in. So please think about it. And there are many folks out there who do this sort of thing. We do it here in my organization. And I started this business, the Issues Concerning Women's Side, in 2007. And I've been doing this for a long time. And I know how hard it is to be in a crisis mode. I know how hard it is to have a business that you started and you're not able to fully function in your business. We've all been there. So it's not just you by yourself. You are not alone. When you're thinking about what you're going to do next, it is so important that you first get everything under control. If you are in a situation where you're not in control of the money, that is also an issue. And you need to talk to that person who is handling everything. For some husband and wives, it's the husband, it's the wives. So whoever's in charge of the monies, that's the person that you need to be talking to. And if it's you, then you need to be talking to other people. If it's you by yourself, then you need to get a mentor or a coach to talk you through some things so that you're making good decisions. When I'm thinking about the decision makers, did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that if you withhold monies from your spouse, that is a form of abuse? Have you ever heard that? Because sometimes it's used to gain power and control in the relationship. And this is not something new. It's just something that we don't talk about. Financial abuse, along with emotional and physical abuse, manipulation, intimidation, and threats are all aimed at getting and maintaining control over another person. The purpose is to trap them into the relationship. And I said trap, not tap, trap. I misspoke that. You want to make sure that they cannot do anything without you first being involved in it, and which is really, really not a good place to be. And if someone has you trapped in a situation like that, you need to get out of that situation. I'm not saying for you to leave your husband or your wife. I'm saying that you need to speak to them about that and make good decisions on what you're going to do next. I see it all the time in my classes. And I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just letting you know that this is a real thing. And we don't talk about it enough. If they're controlling your money, how it's spent, when you get it, if they withhold it from you, if they only give you a certain amount and expect you to do miracles and wonders with it, if they steal from you, that is a form of abuse. And many will justify what they're doing because they will put it all back on you and saying, you're not a good steward of your monies. You're not helping in the household. I have to control everything because you're not smart enough to take care of what we need to take care of. And that can be so devastating to a male or a female. And so we just don't want to do that. So I'm going to give you a few things now, since I've given you all this dissolute today about being in a crisis. But I wanted to share that because it's been on my mind, and it keeps coming up. And I did teach this class in my Bank On class last month. And the conversations just keep on coming to me about people who are in a devastating situation. So I wanted to share that with you today. There are so many things that you can do. One is to talk to somebody who can help you get out of your situation. The other is to seek help. In order to do that, you can call 211virginia.org. That's 211virginia.org. They will be able to help you to get the assistance that you need. And there's nothing to be embarrassed about. If you need help and you are in a crisis mode, please do that. The next thing you need to do is to gather all your information, your banking account, all the bills that you have to pay, and to sit down and to try to figure out how you're going to do this budget and set some goals for you and for your family. The next thing you're going to do is to open that savings account. And I know you may not have but $5 a week to put in it. You have to start somewhere, and that's all I'm saying. You have to. It doesn't take a lot of money to gain money. It takes knowing what to do with the money that you have, no matter how small it is. And if you really start looking at your budget and going through where your money is going and how you're spending, so if you're doing that weekly, and then at the end of the month you can see where your pitfalls are and you can start avoiding them and stop spending on things that you don't need. Is this a need or is it a want? I want it, so I should be able to have it. And some things you do want to go out and spend, and some things for yourself, because we don't want you to be destitute and just don't have anything, because that's no fun either. Then that takes you right back to where you were in the beginning. So we don't want you to do that. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about where you are. And this may not be for anyone that you know, but this is the information that has come across my desk 3 times this week. 3 different occasions, and so I thought that this would be a great segue into the fall. As we fall forward, and I don't want us to fall on our face, I want us to be diligent about what we're doing. I want us to have a new way of looking at how we're spending our money. I want us to know that there are tools available to you. There are tips that you can use. You just have to reach out and grab them. Talk to somebody who knows all about budgeting and finance. If you would like to contact me, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. I'm available to talk to you. Also, you can send me a Gmail at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, because I am here to help you to make some changes. I'm here to help you to make good decisions. I'm not here to criticize or to judge. I am here because I care about my community, and I know that we have to do something different than what we're doing. So the last thing I'm going to say is make sure you get out and vote, and vote like your life depends on it, because it does. Hashtag Reclaim the Vote is a campaign that is going on through the Urban League of Hampton Roads and Washington, D.C., and Boston, I believe, and Atlanta. So all of the Urban League guilds have come together to put this thing together. So I want you to get out there and vote. Do your duty as a citizen. If you are still in need of help, please give me a call. I am more than happy to help you. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Finances with Francine and Friends. So I hope that those tips were something that you can use. And if not, pass them on to somebody else. Thank you so much. I'll be back next week with another episode of Finances with Francine and Friends. Stay tuned now. Bye-bye.